for the end zone, and Jamison! Touchdown, Minnesota!
There is McCaffrey, right side, breaks the tackle, it's a shitty move, gets it, still going! McCaffrey's gonna score!
Don't have to necessarily get it all the way into the end zone.
Gone for the end zone, it's a touchdown!
Good evening, NFL fans, specifically NFL DFS fans. Welcome back, week seven. The weeks are absolutely flying by. I can't believe we're on week seven, to be honest.
We're on week eight.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah, we're on to week eight.
It says at the top of the screen.
I'm even sadder now.
You all right tonight?
I mean, what was that? 30 seconds in, and there's the cock up. First cock up, there you go. We were just talking about cock ups before the show, Gurmeet. So there you go. First one, 30 seconds in. There we go. Week eight, it's flying by even faster than I thought it would. Nice to have a symmetrical screen again. We've got fabulous Gurmeet on from Fantasy Game Day this week. And the usual Jack. Mark's not on holiday this week, so Mark's here, present.
You really are not with me. It was me on holiday last week, and I'm a little bit disappointed that I'm not getting the fabulous treatment either, as well.
In fairness, you were on holiday, but you still turned up.
The hypocrisy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm still here.
Golf season. You'll never turn up.
Yeah, but that's in the past. I'm ever present this year.
I'm away in a couple of weeks again as well. But there you go. I'll let my agent tell you about that.
Yeah, he's done it again.
Yeah, he knows what's coming in the what's
he does. Later. He does know what's coming. I had week six written down, but week seven. How did we all fare in week seven?
Like that. Yeah.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit, a bit of that.
Yeah.
Bad week all round for me. Worst week of the season, but it happens and we'll move on and go again this week. It's just, just one of them weeks. Just nothing I sort of played here. So that was it. It was unfortunate. I wasn't on the Chiefs Chargers game. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I stayed away from that game, and I also done what I always do. I never play two tight ends, and last week it decided it wanted to hit. So on National Tight End Day, as I kept hearing on Red Zone all day, so
it should have been obvious, shouldn't it?
It should have been obvious.
But one of them saved two tight ends, isn't it?
Yeah. The thing about the tight end part of it, though, was that Kelsey was like 16 points ahead of everybody else or whatever. So it was like really one tight end week. I was kind of laughing a little bit at the aftermath of it all. People talking about stacking Kelsey and Mahomes. And I was thinking to myself, people are drawing the wrong conclusions from this week, I think just generally. This week happened to be cheap running backs, middling wide receivers, high-priced tight ends won. That format hasn't won any other week so far this year. It might win next week again. It might not. I'm 100% accurate on that. It will either win or it won't. But yeah, I think people will learn the wrong lessons. What was really interesting, I thought was that the Cleveland defense was winning lots of money being opposite Indianapolis, skill position players. So you know, you could have a fantastic lineup with Minshew and Downs and Jonathan Taylor against the Cleveland defense. And lots of people had Downs as a wide receiver against the Cleveland defense. And most content will tell you not to play your defense against your skill position players. But clearly, the maths has shown that there is a range of outcomes where that works. It won't work again, probably, possibly all season, but it did this week.
Well, you spoke about that quite a bit, Jack, haven't you? When you've when you've been talking about showdowns, about negative correlation, and it can work. Absolutely, it can work.
Yeah, I do it quite often. I play a quarterback against the opposing defense quite often because people won't get to it. Sims and things like that won't really get to it because they just try not to because of the negative correlation in it. But yeah, it can work at times.
You've got to play negative correlation showdown. You just have to. It's just one of the rules. But in the main event, classics, main events, it isn't. The other thing was making me laugh was people talking about stacking, about Mahomes and Kelsey. Do you know a stack which would have got you more points than Mahomes and Kelsey? Lamar Jackson and Kelsey, which isn't a stack. So naked Lamar Jackson would have won you more. It would have got you 0.02 points more than on DK. I don't know what the difference is on Fantasy Game Day. But anyway, there you go. That was just making me laugh a little bit.
Andrew's Lamar Jackson stack must have been okay this weekend as well.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Not as quite as good, but yeah, it would have won you a lot of money still.
Funny you should say that because I don't think I told anyone last week, but I won Fantasy Game Day last week and was looking to go back to back this week.
And then you've done that silly thing that a lot of novice DFS players do, and they start messaging all their friends after the first touchdown's gone in on red zone that I'm winning.
Don't think that happened. That didn't happen.
I think it did.
I think you might have also tweeted us as well.
I've been done. Yeah,
you've done the golf thing, Nick, when like half the golfers are still in bed, you know, like I'm winning.
Celebrate on Thursday after the morning tea. I played Jackson on his own because I looked at Andrews and I was like, I feel like he is going to have a good week, but you just never know. The ball could go anywhere in that offense. And there was a point where I had Jackson, Andrews and Kelsey all in the same lineup and Kelsey was the captain. And I was like, no, I just can't bring myself to do it. I'm not going to do it. It ended up taking both out. And ended up with Cup in the captain's spot. So back-to-back didn't happen. But I still cashed. So we go again.
How many times did you change your lineup during the week then?
How many times? I usually set it early in the week and I'll be like, right, well, you know, like that's at a glance, I'm quite happy with that. But then I'll get to Sunday and I'll be like, I've been playing around then at that point with different lineups and stuff and looking at projections and the news and injuries and people that are questionable and stuff. And then on Sunday, I'll usually have another little play around with it. But often I feel like gut feel. I feel like when you deviate away from what your gut's telling you early in the week, unless major news comes out that would then maybe, you know, make some changes and stuff like that, then yeah. But
That's my Sunday now, is just changing my Fantasy Game Day lineups because my DK ones are pretty much set because you have lots of figures available about projections and also ownership projections and stuff. So I'm pretty confident with those unless something changes. Or I do something stupid like I did this week in the WhatsApp, which is talk about Donta Foreman and then not play him. But the Fantasy Game Day one, I spent all my time changing because of that bloody captain spot.
I probably don't change the lineup that much, but I feel like I flip flop the captain around, and I'm like, because it doesn't cost more because it's just the same base price. Right. It's like we've spoke about it before about kind of playing someone who's got that ceiling, and Kelsey felt like an obvious play, and a lot of people played Andrews in the captain. Well, not a lot, but there was quite a few that were doing well from the early games that had Andrews in the captain slot as well. So,
one thing I've noticed the last couple of weeks is those captains are now scoring points, which is sort of more usual. You know, They're scoring 30-35 PPR points, whereas the first 6 weeks of the season, every time there was someone scoring 50 PPR points, and that was doubling up to 100. So it's sort of that gap's narrowing a bit over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Gurmeet, we've got you on here. You're chatting away. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Where'd you come from? And why have you decided to show your face on the show this week?
Well, I'm delighted that you've let me show my face on the show. Thank you. So I'm Gurmeet. I'm one of the three co-founders of Fantasy Game Day. The other two guys, Mark and Ankit. Jack has met two of the three of us before. As I say, I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, it's lucky you meeting Jack. Two of you meeting Jack. That's like a celebrity in the
I'm surprised you could get past the groupies.
Oh god!
I was doing well. I was fighting them off, but yeah,
it did buy me a bit. So you know, he's my best friend.
It was the NFL thing at Battersea, and it was a really warm October day. And yeah, we had a couple of pints, and it was good fun chatting about the NFL all afternoon. Mm.
For anyone who is unaware, I mean, we've spoke about Fantasy Game Day app for a few weeks now, and we've been doing winning lineup reviews each week, of which mine was one of them.
Don't remember that. Jack, do you? Is that a week I was away?
I won't even say what I want to say to him. I'll just leave that to the WhatsApp group later.
But kind of new kids on the block. You launched this season each week, seeing more and more popularity. I think you had 147 entries, was it, this past week? Which is the highest you've had so far, which was nice to see. Just talk us through, like, how did this idea come about? Why did you guys decide, do you know what, we're going to go and tackle the big boys, DK, FanDuel, you know, fan team, all that? And we're going to set up our own DFS site for NFL.
Yeah, it's been a nearly two-year process. We got the idea mainly because we love the NFL and we love fantasy football. I know you mentioned all the big boys before, but actually we felt that the daily fantasy market in the UK was underserved. We wanted to develop an app which was just for a British audience, and was purpose built just for the NFL. We didn't want there to be any other sports on the app, and we wanted player pricing to be in pounds, and we didn't want it that when you went on the app there are other sports, there are other games. You know, we want it to be a fun social platform just for this, and we wanted to give the NFL 100% of our attention. I mean, the NFL is such a massive part of my life that when my son started school, I had to tell his sports teacher he thinks football's American football. So I think we wanted to really to get into the space and be part of the NFL community. So that's how it came about. We've been working on this for nearly 2 years. It's been a really long process.
Wow, that longer.
Yeah.
Was that like for that period of time? Has that been a lot of just the kind of groundwork that you've put in around the app, which is really user-friendly, the app. And like you're kind of like getting the gambling licenses and all stuff like that as well, getting all that kind of signed off.
Yeah, exactly. There's only three of us. And Mark is the tech guy. He developed the app all by himself. And then, as you say, to get the gambling license with one of the hardest, or if not the hardest country in the world to get a gambling license. So that took a lot of time to test the app. Last season, we did a lot of testing. So we tested it throughout the 2022 season. It's been a long process. And as you say, we launched 7 weeks ago. And every week since we started, we've seen increased numbers. And I'm really grateful to Jack, actually, because I contacted him a few weeks ago earlier in the season and you know, wanted him to try us out, and he did. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity. So, yeah, cheers, Jack.
you're welcome. Like I say, it takes a lot for me to come off the big boys. but I liked what you guys were offering. And I think one of the standout things that you guys offer is that captain spot. Like I said, my favourite form of daily fantasy is Showdown, and that's what you do in Showdown. You have to have a captain, and you know, why not have it on the main slate like you guys have got? And it's it just adds a new dynamic to the game on Sunday. It's brilliant. And you know, especially when your guys going in for 3 or 4 touchdowns when I had CMC that week.
It's interesting because actually when we had the idea of introducing the captain spot, it wasn't really with other NFL apps in mind. It was more because of the Barclays Premier League. And our thinking was that as well as it appealing to guys like yourselves who are really experienced in the DFS space, and it could be something you'd enjoy and want to try out, we actually thought as the NFL grows even more in the UK and as more fans start joining playing fantasy football, that they'll be so familiar with the Barclays Premier League and the captain spot in that Premier League that this will be a nice bridge in between the two. So that was our thinking as to why we introduced it.
I was going to say one thing I think that you guys are doing correctly is you seem to be engaging the right people within the UK fantasy football community. Yeah. I think you've probably seen, right, I'm not just talking about us. You've probably seen there's a little bit of a controversy at the moment about the use of influencers, et cetera, within the space and stuff. And generally they put off the true fans off and stuff. So I've been really impressed by the fact that the people that you're engaged with are the people who I would want, like the big gambling companies, to also engage with and stuff, because I think they're the real fans, they're the real people, the real community, and they're the ones who actually have put stuff back in. So that's really, fantastic.
I'm glad. We actually love fantasy football. So I've been playing, as well as playing daily fantasy for the past few years, I've also been playing in dynasty leagues and redraft leagues. And, you know, some of the guys in the community I'm in a dynasty league with at the moment, you know, and have been for a while. So we know, you know, who the real lovers of fantasy are in the UK. And we're so glad that, you know, that you guys and those guys are enjoying the game.
It's funny you mentioned just like normal, like fantasy, because, I mean, I'd say, I don't know about you, Mark, but Nick, I'd say that's how you've gone from normal fantasy into the daily fantasy space. Yeah. I think, you know, that Mark's a bit older than us. I didn't want to say it, I'm sorry, mate, but there you go.
Fantasy was around long before, regular fantasy was long before you guys were born. What are you on about? I'm shaking my head because I wasn't playing fantasy when I got into DFS.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
I'd say a lot of the community, that's how they sort of progress. They start off in redraft leagues and then they start off, then they go into dynasty leagues and then they go into best ball and then they go from best ball to daily fantasy. That's how I started. That's how my story, like, I don't know, must be about 13 years ago now. I started with a redraft league.
Yeah.
And then about 6 years ago, I got into daily fantasy, and then my love for daily fantasy has just grown from there. But shout out to what you guys are doing within the community. And
you were saying earlier that you like the fact that it's quite user friendly, and that again was a reason that we wanted it to be user friendly, is because we know that maybe there are lots of people in the UK who are existing fantasy football fans who might not be so familiar with daily fantasy, and we'd love to bring them on board and for them to play the game. That's why we want it to be, you know, fun and more social. And even with our payout structure, we didn't want it to just be a case that, you know, the winner takes 30% of the prize pool. We spread it so it's a little bit more accessible for people who aren't as familiar with the format. So we try to balance keeping, you know, guys like yourselves involved and wanting to play it, but then also not alienating a new audience that we hope are going to enjoy the game as well.
No, I think you've got the balance right myself, like perfectly. Like it's just perfect. I was speaking to Matt, who we're going to look at his lineup a bit later that he won last week with, and he told me that was the second time he'd ever played a daily fantasy contest. And he said, you should have seen me at 10 past midnight jumping up and down when Pacheco's gone in the end zone. I was like, I know the feeling, Matt. It's you know, there's no other feeling like it. It's brilliant. Like when it goes your way, it's absolutely brilliant. I think you've got the perfect balance from from what I can see so far.
But that's really great to hear, because like hearing someone being awake at that time of night who is a huge NFL fan and so familiar with fantasy. And then on the flip side, I've got mates of mine who have started playing the game because they're like, oh, you know, we'll try it out, who didn't know who Patrick Mahomes was 2 months ago. And now I dropped my daughter to school and there's guys come up to me going, oh, bloody hell, Raheem Mostert, he had a great game last night. Guys who didn't know anything about the NFL. So hopefully, you know, we can grow the community more and bring more people playing, watching the NFL and also playing daily fantasy. It's a great format. And we want people to enjoy it, you know. That's why we're trying to make it accessible to more people.
You know, I think with you, like your target audience as well, what I've noticed, and I've said it before on this show, I think more so when kind of like when Fanteam was a little bit more prominent a couple of years ago, when they launched and got popular, they got popular with the FPL community because they were also doing the you know, like the Premier League slate on a Saturday or a Champions League slate in the week or whatever. But what I then noticed was there's more and more FPL players that are really into NFL and have got into the NFL over years whilst it's been on Sky and whilst it's been really accessible to UK viewers, especially with like the international games coming over and then being on normal terrestrial TV. And you're now seeing those guys doing the fantasy side of it and kind of having a little dabble in that. There's a league that I'm in, which is, I'd say, probably about 85% of the people that are in it are doing it as like a first-time thing. And a few of them are FPL players, you know, like Andy and people like that who, you know, we know. And it's like they're also now playing NFL DFS. And it's, I think, like, your kind of target audience that you've looked at, the likes of us, but also the people that are enjoying the fantasy side of it, something that's nice and simple without kind of like having the sharks around as well, which I think is what puts some people off playing on some of the sites like DFS. There's that many different contests, and which contest do I play in, and you know, what does it mean if I finish here, and you know, what does, you know, why is there so many different entry levels and things like that? And I think the simplicity of it just appeals to such a wide audience.
Yeah, that was part of the reason why we thought let's limit it to 5 lineups a week, as well as us wanting to people not to spend beyond their means, you know. But also it just meant that not one player can dominate the leaderboard, because hopefully, yeah, as you said before, we've got 147 entries last week. We hope it will be more. You know, we hope that there can be thousands playing it, but even then it'll be 5 lineups maximum, and no one can, you know, can dominate it with all their entries. So yeah, that was another of our reasoning behind it.
What's the plans going forward then, Gurmeet? Because at the moment it's really simple in that you go on the app, it's one contest a week, it's one kind of format. In terms of like the enhancements to things like the app, potentially difference in contests in the future, what are some of the things that you've maybe got in the pipeline, or is it too hush hush for us to know that?
No, I can tell you a few things. No problem about that. We would love to introduce Thursday night football. We'd love to introduce Monday night football. At this stage, the numbers aren't there for that. We just started out, so we need to grow it. So we, you know, that's what we want to do. We want more and more people to play it and enjoy it. When we get those numbers higher, that's definitely on the agenda. And then we could maybe look at, you know, other Sunday options as well, different price entries, things like that. So that's on the agenda for sure. With regard to enhancements, I mean, I know Jack was keen on this one. We've changed the deadline now. So when we started out, we had the deadline 1 hour before kickoff, which was, we knew that that was a long period of time, but we just made the decision to stay conservative as a newbie. Now it's 15 minutes. So this week it will be 4:45 p.m. because of the 1 week of odd timing with the States. Mm-hmm. But then moving forward, it'll always be 5:45 every week. So that'll be a good enhancement.
Just gives me more time to change my lineup.
Yeah, well, exactly. You can do six different captains.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think one enhancement, which hopefully you guys will see over the next couple of weeks, is our leaderboard will improve and it'll look nicer. And Nick, I know you reached out to me a while ago that you felt that it'd be nice to see how many quarters are remaining for players, and that we're testing it at the moment. So that's going under testing this weekend. So hopefully we'll roll it out soon. But yeah, that leaderboard. So when I see those screenshots on Twitter, the leaderboard, they'll be looking more attractive.
What, you mean at sort of 1 minute past five on or six or whatever it'll be when Nick's doing that? Yeah.
Yeah.
what I want to know is, even with the enhancements, am I going to be turquoise five, whatever I am? Like I'm getting quite accustomed to being turquoise now. I'm looking for turquoise on the leaderboard.
Do you know, our reasoning was that we didn't want a situation where people are just putting like really rude words as their usernames, and then we'll just be spending all of our time rather than trying to improve the app and stuff. We're just going to be there all week, like, don't need to delete that, need to delete that, and retype that username. So we thought, you know what, let's just set it. So
that's I
think you're right.
The last couple of weeks, like, it's took logging on to Twitter to kind of find out who's won. But it's nice because you're seeing, like, Matt's won this recent week. I won. Rich came second the week I won. So he won the same amount as I did. And it's like, you're going on Twitter and it's like, oh, they've won. Dan's won 1 week, I think. And it's like, it's nice to see that. Like, you kind of got that surprise of the leaderboard. But then, you know, you're logging on Twitter and the right people are winning. That's what I like.
It's been really nice, and it's been quite humbling to see that on social media people are like, oh, we're really enjoying this game, and they're putting a screenshot of the leaderboard and stuff. That's been really, really great, a great feeling.
I would love to be able to do that for you, Gurmeet, but as you know, I've not got close enough. Like, nobody knows that I'm Ruby, so like
there's still a I'm going to plug it now. We'll be going through to the playoffs and the Super Bowl as well. So it's not just
okay.
Season.
Awesome. No, what I was going to say was, it never occurred to me the reasoning for the names could be to try and stop rude names. But then I'm thinking, yeah, that's probably a good shout because it is basically British based. And, you know, that's a very good shout.
We just thought we'd spend our time with better stuff to do during the week and improve the app. So let's just do it. But I have had a few people say, come on, you know, like, I want to choose my own one.
But you know what? I don't know whether it's funny. So you're talking about, you know, attracting people who don't normally play this sort of thing. Potentially, if they saw the same names at the top, as it were, all the time, and they know who they could put off by it. You know, if they saw that, say, for example, Nick kept winning, because we all hate that, as we all know, the whole community dislikes that. It literally, you know, some people might be like, oh, I'm not going to play. Oh, Nick's going to luck out again, isn't he, and stuff, because he's got three at the top and all that sort of thing. And, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, forgetting ribbing Nick, it could be a genuine thing, because you do get that in DK as well a little bit, you know, because people know the names.
That's another reason why we wanted to spread the winnings and have a high percentage of people winning. So on our game, you get the top 20% winning prize money. And we do it by percentiles. So even when Nick would have won, there would have been another player who also won the same amount of money.
And that was rich.
So even when we have a thousand, for example, you know, hopefully the day comes, maybe it's this season, maybe it's not, that we have 1,000 entries, 10 people will then win the top prize. And that top prize will be £150 each. So that occurrence that you're referring to, where it's just the same person at the top, if that happens and there's someone who's winning, you know, the top money, there'll still be 9 others as well.
Yeah.
And there'll always be 20%. And even in that situation, the person who comes in the 20th percent will win £20. And I think last week that person also won 20. So the prize money is always going to be spread. There's not going to be a situation where the person winning gets a huge sum of money, and then the person in second is getting a lot less. And again, that's a conscious decision that we made, you know, nearly 2 years ago. That's how we wanted our game to be. We want it to be a little bit different, perhaps, to what the usual DFS offering is.
So what you're saying is that Nick wasn't the outright winner the week that he won it. So
it's an asterisk.
Yeah, Jack, we need to get Rich on the show as well, and yeah, Matt.
Can I come on that week as well?
Yeah, let's get some proper winners on.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm just losing my train of thought because you two just keep coming at me.
Well, you deserve it, really, didn't you? Messaging in WhatsApp. Oh, look, my guy scored a touchdown after 1 minute of the start of red zone. Yeah, right. Well done, mate. Well done.
I think I actually said in the chat, I'm going back to back. It's happening.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah.
So
you start calling you Lynn now.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Lynn won't be watching.
FPL Nick.
What I was going to say is around it. Is there any potential, do you think, in the future, given the audience that you're trying to appeal to and the fact that, you know, like fantasy was the whole kind of like the driver behind this because you all love fantasy at the core. Is there any potential in the future for maybe a season game of this where it incorporates the same kind of ethics of having a captain every week? Because there isn't really a season game out there that has that kind of, like, you know, like the Fan Team 365 one doesn't have a captain every week, and it could just add another dimension of playing season long.
I've never even thought about it, honestly. That's, yeah, I mean, at the moment our sole focus has been on NFL and NFL Daily Fantasy, and increasing the number of games per week with the other nights, and perhaps, you know, an IDP, for example, because we don't have defenses or kickers.
Good.
Keep it that way. Yeah, I'm not a fan. And, you know, the way we design this game and the decisions we made is like, what do we like when we play fantasy? And we personally don't like it. I'd rather have an IDP Sunday Stars where you can have Miles Garrett and Nick Bosa and stuff and pick the actual, you know, defenders. But as it goes for season long captain, I mean, hadn't honestly thought about it until now. So yeah, no, not on the agenda, but there's an idea.
Consultancy fee, Nick. It's like, is there any thoughts to do anything like double up contests at any point? Are they in any of your future plans, you know, when things reach certain sizes, or
on a Sunday?
Just regular Sundays. Yeah.
Yeah. We want to, but again, I think it comes down to the fact that we need to get the following and the fan base and the users. And once that happens, then we can start looking at those things. But for now, our sole focus is just getting more and more people to enjoy Sunday Stars, to be honest with you.
That makes sense.
Do you think, I know at the moment it's app-based, Gurmi, is there plans in the pipeline for a desktop?
Okay. Nick, you're hitting me with some thoughts here. That I should note these down, I think.
There's a recording, don't worry.
You're right. No, that wasn't, but I think I'll be on the phone to Ankit and Mark after this and ask them.
Yeah, it's just a thought. Like some people, like I have no issues doing it on my phone and stuff. But sometimes if I'm doing other stuff on my laptop, you know, it's just another way you can kind of log in and see stuff. But no, just I'll leave that one with you, and I expect checking the post.
Seeing how fast this season's going, and that we weren't sure if this was week 7 or 8.
Yeah,
those sorts of things. We might need one proper off season, you know, like February onwards to start. Because it's the time's just going so fast, and it takes us time to make enhancements and improvements. So
Gurmi, just in case you haven't worked out, Nick doesn't know how long it takes to develop things on a computer. He doesn't know. It's like you just switch it on. Just create a season long. It's like
week 8 I didn't even know it was week 8.
Yeah.
Like,
I was nodding along thinking it's week 7 as well.
No, do you know what? It's what's good is it is still in its toddler stage, really, in its infancy, and like the room for it to grow and the popularity of it for it to grow as well. And I think you've got all the right kind of foundations for that. So it's gonna be good to see how it changes over not only this season but next season as well. Like you said, when you've got a full off season to have another go at it. But yeah, we're loving playing it at the moment. And we'll keep playing it throughout the season as well.
I'm so glad.
Which I guess nicely brings me on to this week's winning lineup, which was Matt Cullen. Nice for him to get the winning lineup. I think we can all agree on that with some of the stuff that's gone on Twitter, which is absolutely ridiculous. But winning lineup.
We're team Matt. We're team.
That. Oh my god, he's done it!
Oh, he's put a Taylor Swift.
Amazing. Yeah, I got slandered last week for when I won this. They were like, "Oh, look at this nice new graphic what he's put together." So I thought, do you know what? I'm coming back bigger and better this week. So Taylor Swift made it onto the graphic this week with Kelsey. I even Tay Kelsey. I even threw a name in there as well. Yeah, so Matt's winning lineup this week. Nice big stack. Mahomes, Kels, and Pacheco. And then we've got Josh Jacobs with the death of the running backs at 5.1. And then we've got Deonta Foreman with the resurgence of the running backs, scoring a big, massive 33. I had him in my lineup. But if you talk yourself off it, Mark, then...
I did.
Mike Evans, having another Mike Evans week, Joshua Palmer, and Darren Waller. Again, another pretty good scoring tight end there on the slate. This probably is, probably one of the more unique lineups, because again, anyone that played twin tight ends this week was probably in the minority, but to captain tight ends was probably even more so in the minority. Those that did captain Andrews and Kelsey have probably had a really good week. But thoughts on the lineup?
Yeah, I really like it. You've got the big game stat there, like you say, with Travis Kelsey and Pacheco and Mahomes together. He did shout out to me, so I will pat myself on the back for the Josh Palmer call. He said, "You got that one from me, the Josh Palmer call." I played Josh Palmer. I thought it was way too cheap. For me, so he was an easy click, so to speak. He's the number one, two wide receiver in that team at the minute. So he's just seeing an incredible amount of snaps. It was a weird bit of correlation there with the two running backs from the same game, but we've seen that work a couple of times this season, haven't we? So
but Jacobs didn't work though, did he?
Well, no. Jacobs didn't work at all. I mean, Jacobs was the one who killed me. I had him locked in every single lineup across every site, and he absolutely killed me. But yeah, I like the lineup all round. I think it's he attacked the game with the highest over under on the slate, and yeah, I love the lineup all round. I think it's
Jack, you just reminded me of something there. You know, you talk about the highest over unders. Yep. So lots of content tells you before a game, you know, look at the highest over-unders and then attack those games, etc.
Yeah.
But if somebody had come back from the future and told you that Cleveland against Indy was going to be the highest scoring game, it's, and you would never have stacked, as I said earlier, you'd never have stacked the Browns defense against the Indy skill players. So, especially not the quarterback, because that's just seen as, you know, a big mistake. So I thought that's quite funny.
I didn't really get to any Chiefs, really, because I mean, they just haven't really shown anything on offense at all season. I did play a fair bit of Pacheco, but they haven't really shown anything at all on offense the whole season. It's been their defense. So that's what I was doing, just jamming in Pacheco and playing the Chiefs defense. Because Herbert's prone to a few picks and things like that.
Well, so Chiefs D is good.
Yeah, exactly. So. And the offense is not needed to go nuts like it normally does, because the defense has been, you know, producing the goods for them. So yep, the one week that they decided to nuke the slate, I got punished for it. So, but yeah, I like Matt's lineup. I think there's a lot of good correlation all around on the lineup, and even said it himself that he now believes in stacks.
So the
If I in large GPPs, for instance, I will go on a big game onslaught. I mean, Mark and Nick have seen some of my craziness that I do, because I've seen it work before. Like, you can play a quarterback with a running back and a wide receiver, or a running back and a tight end, and then I bring back two wide receivers on the other team. You know, I just go on a massive game onslaught, because if the game nukes, like Mark said, like if it was like the Colts Browns game, if you'd heavily stacked that like that, I mean, you would have had a very nice day on DFS, I think.
The important thing about the stacking is stacking increases correlation. Correlation increases variance. So for the right sort of games, you know, that's a good thing. If you're playing like in a hundo or something, you don't really want the massive variance. So, you know, it's, as we always say, different types of lineups for different type of contests and stuff and styles. Gurmeet, do you know off the top of your head how many people captained Kelce this week?
11.
11, okay, it's pretty small, isn't it? Out of 147.
I'm glad you asked me about Kelce, because I can't remember some of the others, but I remember Kelce was 11. I think Cup was the most with 53, I think.
Yeah. I think Kenneth Walker was popular as well, wasn't he?
I had him.
Yeah.
It's funny you said about Cup, because again, it's every slate is different every week. It's its own little ecosystem, isn't it? And the fact that all those high-priced wide receivers pretty much failed, including obviously a very popular Cup, is the reason why, say, two tight ends works this week and stuff.
I wonder if he went two tight ends because of the tight end day, or if that was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, he's a genius and we didn't realise.
Aaron Waller is... I just saw a statistic today that Waller's tight end 5 on the season. That blew my mind, because he's... I mean, Jack, you'll know better than me being a Giants fan, but I don't think he's done much.
I mean, he is the number one receiver on that team. He is. You know, the rest of the receivers on that team are just...
Jack, you're the number two receiver, I think, Jack, on that team.
I mean, they like to spread it about a bit, don't they? Wide receiver, that's the problem. And you know, this is what we always say each week, like trying to look for these offenses that are quite condensed. And I know Nick, you mentioned the Ravens earlier. I think they are becoming quite a condensed offense, where it's just Say Flowers and Mark Andrews that are easy to like bring back with Lamar.
Yeah. I love that that Josh Palmer pick, because he's always put up his best numbers against the Chiefs every season.
Yeah, he was low priced everywhere. I had him in every lineup in DK, as I'd had Pacheco as well. Everyone.
It was a tough matchup against the Chiefs. It was a tough matchup against the Chiefs, but I thought the Chiefs would try and shut down Allen and Eckler, and Palmer might see a little bit more of an increase in targets, and it come to be, I think.
But also Kelce and Mahomes and scored those runs without being in a massive sort of game environment as well. So again, didn't also MVS score a bunch of points as well?
Yeah, he did. I mean, yeah, that is tilting beyond belief.
I'm guessing he was minimum priced on Fantasy Game Day, wasn't he?
He was cheap. Yeah, he was cheap.
Yeah.
I think Refi Rice also did well. He scored a touchdown, didn't he, as well?
Yeah.
I mean, Valdez-Scantling's running the most routes on that team in the wide receiver core. It's so annoying.
But they've been using him to clear out space for everybody else, basically, is what they've been doing. And then suddenly this week he gets the ball thrown at him and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, with the Chiefs, the three on the screen for the Chiefs are really your main people to target, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what the Chargers were doing in that game. They were just literally inviting Mahomes to... They're just literally going to Mahomes, beat us for Kelce. I don't really know what they were doing. It's just, a weird game plan from the Chargers in that one. But,
I'll be honest, when I saw that lineup at the start of the evening, I didn't think it'd be a winning lineup. I mean,
double tight ends.
Mahomes, fantasy wise, this season hasn't been putting up huge numbers.
No.
Donta Foreman, I mean, I've got him in a dynasty league. I left him on the bench. still won the matchup, not to humble brag, but
we're not used to humble bragging on this show.
But it all just the team lit up. I mean, it's just amazing contributions everywhere apart from Josh Jacobs. So yeah, fair play.
And it's a great thing about DFS, isn't it? You can never really predict it at all, or else we'd all win it.
And I think the other thing I would say about DFS is don't chase last week's scores, because that would be my one thing to say. Because Jamar Chase, I know when he scored 52 points, and then the next week, I think only three people captained him that week, because everyone was so down on Burrow's performance. And then the week after, we saw lots of Chase's captain chasing that, and he got 14 points the week after. So
it's funny you mention that, because I've got a certain running back I'm going to be targeting this week that everyone's very down on at the minute.
Oh, Nick, we'll have a chat off air on that. Who that is?
You know who it is.
Oh, I know exactly who it is. Yeah. Running backs are dead.
Well, you shouldn't hold grudges in DFS either. Like, recency bias is such a bad process within DFS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, in both directions, as Gurmeet pointed out.
Yeah.
I agree. Very, very good. Well done again, Matt. Well deserved. See you on the leaderboard again, maybe this Sunday.
It's Sam Darnold week, by the way, just to let everyone know, if you haven't seen that news.
About Brock Purdy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if Sam Darnold turns up, Brock Purdy might not get his spot back after.
He must be min-priced, mustn't he? Sam Darnold must be min-priced, Gurmeet.
You know, I turn my phone off for this. So in my desktop version, like Nick wants, I'll be able to let you know.
All the more reason to develop it.
That's it. You just have to press develop, the button develop, and it happens. Yeah,
that's it. Develop. Like your spreadsheet, Mark.
Yeah. It's like crunching the numbers. You just crunch.
I remember looking through and seeing lots of backup quarterbacks, so I presume Darnold, he will have a price. Yeah.
Lock him in.
We have, if you're not already on Fantasy Game Day app, we have a promo code, Jack.
Yeah, we do. It's just TDS4D. Just head over to our Twitter and all the information's there.
There you go. It's on the App Store. Get it downloaded. We're all playing it. We're talking about it. We talk about it every week. Any last comments from you, Gurmeet? It has been a pleasure having you on, mate.
Thank you. I've loved being on. It's been great. If anyone's unsure, you can head over to our website, which is fantasygameday.app, and on the website is a link to the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Please give us a follow. I think you can see it there next to my name, at fantasy_gameday. We try and keep the banter pretty good on the Sunday and have a bit of interaction with everybody, so it's a lot of fun. I hope that you guys carry on enjoying it, and also we are new, so we really are open to feedback, so please feel free, whoever's watching and listening, if there's anything that you'd like to see, any features, DM us. We're open to feedback. We want that type of relationship with people as we start out and improve. We can't do everything, but we definitely want as much feedback as possible, positive and more importantly, negative.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again, mate, for coming on. It has been a blast. The time has flown quicker than the first 7 weeks of the season. Hopefully we have you on again before the end of the season as well, because we're obviously going to keep talking about this, and it'll be good, like I said, to see some of those improvements over the course of the season, see where we're at towards the end of the season and how much it's come on. At the moment, those entries just keep going up and up and up and up, so good to see. Jack, Mac, anything for you?
I'll be back writing this week, so I have Showdown newsletter out tomorrow. I've got a little surprise for Sunday. I know I've been doing little threads on Twitter with value plays for Fantasy Game Day. It's not just because Gurmeet's on with us tonight. I've got a little surprise to keep an eye out. Sign up to our free newsletter.
Mac?
No, I'm just waiting for Jack's surprise. And also, after this, I'm going to scroll through a list of running backs trying to work out who it is. Because
yeah, so am I.
Yeah, I can't work out who that is.
Lock him in. Number one player on the week. Captain option. There you go.
There you go. Must play.
Wow. That's a hot take.
Right, well, I'm going to sign us off there, and as always, I know this was Wednesday, but we will see you next Tuesday.